The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, the Policing and Community Safety Authority has committed to making sure that when the Gardaí use artificial intelligence, that they do so in an ethical way that doesn't infringe on our human rights. But what does that mean in practice? Well, I'm joined now by the Chief Executive of the PCSA, Helen Hall. Helen, you're welcome to the programme. Thank you for being with us. AI is such a huge thing to get your head around, particularly in relation to policing. When I say that you're committed to making sure it's used in an ethical way, can you explain to us what your concerns are in the main instance?
Yeah, and I suppose AI, I am definitely not an expert. The first thing, I mean, AI can mean all things and very little. It can really move from, you know, voice recognition technology to drone technology to very intrusive facial recognition that can impact us. I suppose the first thing to say is that the police, I'm Garda Síochána here in Ireland, are not using it to any extent really, apart from for child sexual abuse material. There's some scanning of material that goes on there, but it is going to come, no doubt about it. And in fact, there is legislation in the making. So I suppose it's important for your listeners to understand, well, what does that mean? And if you look, and I suppose the Policing and Community Safety's Authority, our job is to oversee the guards on behalf of the public. So when I say that, I mean, we need to look, and I suppose it's the principles of all of it. It should just be proportional. It should be needed in the first place. So it's not just bringing in technology that will bring AI in with if it's not needed. It's not just, and often police services will have the tech companies, you know, saying, oh, look at this lovely thing that we can do. But actually underneath that, the algorithms that actually might, you know, won't be actually apparent to the public as to how it will be used. And there's a lot of controversy in other jurisdictions that have been using artificial intelligence. Yeah. And what I mean by that is, so you might have a situation whereby you have thousands and thousands of images and you get a picture of Clare Byrne and you match it against it. So rather than somebody having to spend hours and weeks going through that, the IT will do that for you and will pop up areas where your face is seen.
Yeah, now, but people have concerns about, am I going to go to a football match and have my face scanned, or shopping, or at a concert? Like, are we exactly heading down that road?
Well, I don't know yet. I think partly there won't be live. There will be some live facial recognition technology, and there is very stringent laws that can only really be used in very specific circumstances. That's coming through the Oireachtas at the moment, and where that would be security of the state, or missing persons, or prevention of a really serious crime. Now, you know, AI is not all bad. You know, for example, if you are trying to, you know, I suppose prevent something happening as well, that can be really, really useful. But again, it comes back to, if you're going to give that facility to An Garda Síochána, you need to be assured that it's only used when necessary and that it's not all the time, and that the balancing of rights, because it goes in both directions. You know, I have a right to my privacy, but equally, if there is a prevention of a child being harmed in a very, very serious way, that's another right. And as a state, we have an obligation actually to protect that child. Yeah. So it's constantly going to be, and it's not simple, but there's a lot of really good uses of AI. For example, at the moment, guards are manually taking notes in and have to type them up. That could all be done by voice recognition and would actually free up guards to be more visible. So there's actually huge benefits to AI, but I do think we don't have it in the police service at this stage to any great extent. But it is something that's coming down the line, and therefore I suppose we see it as our job to make sure that that's done in a proportional way.
So you have
way.
To be ahead of this, because if it's coming down the tracks and if other jurisdictions are ahead of where we are at, then surely there's learnings we can take in terms of the safeguards.
So in some ways, being behind things in some ways can be a benefit, because we can learn. You know, there are situations where some of the facial recognition in particular, it can, you know, it doesn't recognise, there's error rates that are not appropriate, particularly with people of colour, and particularly women as well. Sometimes there are false
Asian
negatives.
People and black
yeah,
people,
there's a
particular
lot of,
concerns
exactly.
around recognition accuracy there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then on the balance, humans make errors as well. So look, it's not all bad, but it's something that is coming down the line. We need to be ahead of it. We need to make sure that the public understand when it's been used. So I should know if I'm going, you've gone back to your question, if I'm going into a concert, I need to know, am I being filmed? And if I am, where are those images going? Where are they being stored? Do I need that? And is somebody making sure that if it's done inappropriately, that it will be stopped and there'll be action taken against the service that does it?
Now, drug testing coming in for Gardaí. Are you fully behind that?
Yeah, we published a report last week. We have now the Policing and Community Safety Authority since we came into being last year. We are the successor body to the Policing Authority and the Garda Síochána Inspectorate. So we've inspection powers. We published a report last week which looked at recommendations that were made back, you know, 6 or 7 years ago around to prevent corruption and the threat of internal corruption. And one of the big findings is that in-service vetting and routine randomised drug testing isn't in place. This is in place in almost every police service in the world. So it's kind of surprising it's not. Now,
when you apply to be a guard, you're vetted
in Templemore, you are never vetted again.
Okay.
So all sorts of things. Now, and why this is important, again, just for your listeners is, you know, I may enter Templemore at 21 and perfectly, you know, that's great. But I might get into financial problems 10 years later, or I might develop a cocaine habit. And that leaves me as an officer quite vulnerable to organised crime, to all of these other things. But it also, or there might be domestic violence issues that I have, you know, been involved in. You want to protect the organisation and vulnerable members of the public. You don't necessarily want that police officer to then, mm-hmm. you know, have the powers. Now, it's a minority of people, but as a control for the organisation and to protect the public, it's just really important that there is an ongoing checking.
But it's not ongoing though, is it?
Oh no, it's not happening at all.
But the plan is that it will only be if you apply for certain roles within the force.
No, I mean, the intention that we would see for it is that if you are a member of An Garda Síochána or even a member of staff of An Garda Síochána, there's 18,500 people in there, that at various points in your career, you would be subject to routine vetting. You've got access to really confidential information. You have a responsibility to protect very vulnerable people. So I think the public would expect that you're being checked out mm-hmm. regularly enough. Now, at the moment, again, the organisation doesn't. It's not that the Garda Síochána are not doing this. They need legislation. And I know that is on the priority list of the Department of Justice and the Minister for Justice, Home Affairs and Migration mm-hmm. to actually get those regulations in place. But we are, you know, in terms of are we in favour of it, we've been pressing for it.
Yeah.
That notion of routine drugs testing and in-service vetting,
and
very
vetting,
important.
Including checking the bank accounts and financial records.
Well, yeah, I think, and look, there's a balancing of rights here. Like there is a right to privacy, but yet if you think of the point of view that if somebody is in very dire financial circumstances, it does leave that member extremely exposed to somebody nefariously coming in and putting them under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, it's also a protection for the member. If somebody develops, you know, some sort of, an addiction problem, again, it's about protecting them and not putting them in circumstances where they create a danger for themselves, but also it's not really right that they should be then having access
involved in policing.
Exactly.
Now, just on the tasers, the pilot project of tasers, Helen, how do you feel at the Police and Community Safety Authority that has gone?
Well, it's in process, right? So An Garda Síochána has been using tasers for many years, mainly in their specialist supports, the armed support unit and all of that. When the new commissioner came into his position, he announced that he wanted to extend this. And I suppose the Policing and Community Safety Authority, we leaned into that and said, now, wait a second, this is a bit of a change. And, you know, they've had a use of force, but it is a change in policy to bring that to frontline members. But so we would have discussed the matter with them at our September meeting, again in November and December, and we plan to do it again. So it's something I suppose we're very alive to.
Mm-hmm.
But it's probably no different than what I'm talking to you about AI. It is our role to, I suppose, understand why it's needed. Is it needed?
Is it needed?
What's the policing? Well, I'll come to that in a second, but it is, what's the evidence to support their deployment? And then have they done that human rights assessment? I would say let's wait till the pilot is used. It's going to run for 6 months. The commissioner's committed to coming back to the authority in March, so it might be on our meeting next month, to say, well, how is it going? So the important piece is that you have members out there that at times need to have a wide variety of uses of force at their disposal. And some of that is actually to de-escalate situations.
Mm-hmm.
what we've seen so far in the use of these tasers, and taser is a, it's a brand name, it's a bit like Hoover.
Yeah.
What they are they, just for your listeners, they're conductive energy devices, and it's literally like a gun-like thing that, that sends out it from a distance, that you basically get a surge and pain and you're disabled, and then it allows somebody then to take the person down. It should be just used in fairly extreme circumstances. But what it does do, or it may do, is it may prevent, you know, a much heavier use of force, so that you're not drawing a gun, or that you're not, you know, coming in with a baton. So that's the premise on it, is to kind of de-escalate. But let's see.
Because
so
people have fears around a fundamental change, or around the concept of policing by consent, that this takes us down a road that we never thought in this country we would go down. What do you say to that argument?
I can see that, but I suppose that's the importance of having the Policing and Community Safety Authority there, is that when we heard about this, we leaned in and we said, well, what is this about? Let's understand more. I suppose the big thing I would say that the police, the An Garda Síochána, need to do is to actually provide a little bit more of that assurance to the public to say, look, we're using this. Now, the use of it so far, the last time I checked in on it last week, there had been four where it had been drawn, but it hasn't actually been used, and it has de-escalated the situation. So this is not my understanding of what the commissioner intends, is that actually there might be rural stations where something happens and there isn't an armed support unit close by. If they have the ability to use a taser, it may actually save lives as well. You might have somebody who's in a very distressed position, who's a danger to themselves or to other people, who needs to be taken down. But we don't want a situation whereby you see it in other jurisdictions where the immediate reaction is to shoot the person. So this is it's all about a graduated response. Sometimes it's talking, sometimes it might be the pepper spray, sometimes it might be the use of a taser. I think police officers are in really, they go to see very, very traumatic situations and very difficult situations. And it is also about making sure that they have at their disposal the uses of force they need. Now, in giving them those uses of forces, they need to be accountable. And that's where I think the system needs to manage that. So if, for example, you are out and about and a police officer, a member of the Garda Síochána tasers you, you think it wasn't proportionate, it was not necessary, you then have a right, and a member of the public has a right to complain, and complain to an independent body, which is the new complaints body called FISRU. So I suppose the combination of the Policing and Community Safety Authority looking at the wider system, when, you know, why are they being produced, what are the reports on it at an organisation level, and then you still have the opportunity that if it is used against you, you as an individual, a member of the public, have a right to complain to FISRU.
Will there not always be a review in an instance where a taser is used? Is that not
there's a couple of mechanisms that we've put in place. We've insisted with all use of force, and this was the predecessor body, the Policing Authority, all uses of force, including the use of a gun, baton, even handcuffs, all of them have to be reported monthly and published. So that's the first thing. So you can actually go online to our commissioners. The Garda Commissioner reports to the Community Policing and Community Safety Authority each month. Those reports are published. And in there, you can actually see a table of the uses of force. You could actually say, well, gosh, there's a real surge in doing that. So if there was a sudden surge in the use, that's something we would question. We don't have a role in the individual case or complaint, but we would say, wait a second now.
Why is that happening?
And it could be the same with the use of pepper spray, or if suddenly there was...
I want to ask you about the pepper spray before we finish, because we had a conversation on this programme about the increased strength of pepper spray. And it was felt by Gardaí that that was needed in light of the Dublin riots. So is it the case now that the pepper spray that is in use in this jurisdiction is double the strength that it was previously?
Yeah, I suppose the choice of what pepper spray is used, you know, that's an operational decision for the commissioner. But my understanding is that the increase in pepper spray came about, there was a whole review after the riots in 2023, November 2023, if you recall. And so as part of an overall review of policing capability, and that was, do the members on the street have the appropriate tools at their disposal to protect the public and to protect themselves? And my understanding is that spray can be used at a much greater distance, and therefore allows, it can reduce the potential likelihood for much more close quarter engagement. Now, again, the outcome of that review actually had other things. It increased body armour, shields. There was a significant investment in training. And again, I think, and I have heard this as well, that there are concerns particularly at certain protests about the use of this pepper spray, this piece. But again, I think, look, again, we've no function in relation to individual cases. And, you know, if there are complaints about its usage, then members of the public really need to complain to FSRU. It's very important that that happens as well. Again, the use of pepper spray would be reported publicly to us. You know, we would engage, we engage as well with FSRU to try and get insights into are there increasing complaints. If there was suddenly an increase in complaints about use of force of
and
any sort,
that draws your
that
focus.
That would draw
to
our
it.
Focus, okay. And we would put that on an agenda to discuss with the
All right, Helen, we have to leave it there, but thank you very much. Very
okay.
Interesting
very
to have the conversation with you. Helen Hall is Chief Executive of the Policing and Community Safety Authority.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.